Welcome to Lakers Digital Daily, your go-to podcast for everything Lakers, basketball, LA lifestyle, and sports opinions. I'm your host, McGee, coming to you from beautiful San Pedro. As a 40-year-old lifelong sports enthusiast hailing from Inglewood, California, specifically from the intersections of Hillsdale Street and Inglewood Ave, I am thrilled to bring you the latest updates, insights, exciting discussions about our beloved Lakers and the world of sports. So sit back, relax, and join me on this daily journey through the exciting world of the Lakers basketball world and beyond. Let's dive in.
What's up, Laker Nation? It's your boy McGee from San Pedro with the pregame preview. Lakers, Indiana Pacers, in-season tournament rematch. Oh, where do we talk about the Pacers? Thank you, Pacers. Big win against the Golden State Warriors on Friday night. The Pacers are a tough, gritty team, and they're determined to do what they do best, which is run that ball. They're going to run. And I believe this is going to work to the Lakers' advantage because the Lakers are a team who I've mentioned numerous times that have no success in a slow-paced half-court offense. They don't have the shooting. Their big man is not decisive enough and doesn't have the sure offensive tools or the hook, the sky hook, whatever. He doesn't have the offensive game to surely get you quick buckets. So the Lakers will love this fast-paced run-and-shoot Indiana Pacers crazy offense that they run. We had to obviously contain Halliburton. LeBron has to definitely do his thing and keep the pedal to the metal. We know what we need to do. We know what position we're in, and we know what distancing ourselves from the Golden State Warriors will do in regards for the rest of the season, in regards to rest and preparing for a home game in the play-in tournament. Don't even think about a 7 or 8 seed. That's a wrap. That's a serious wrap. I'm going to talk a little bit about the rest of the NBA today. Go off course a little bit. Currently, Dallas and the Kings and the Suns are jockeying for that 7th, 8th position. Like I said, don't worry, Laker fans. You got the 9th sold up, all right? Currently, OKC, Denver are top of the West. Minnesota looks like they're going to get that 3 seed. They're about 3.5 games above the Clippers. They would face a Suns or Sacramento if the season ended today. New Orleans and Clippers would be a very intriguing 4-5 matchup. If I'm the Clippers, I don't want to lose home court. Check out Houston, a game and a half behind Golden State. That puts a lot of pressure on Golden State to even make the play-in tournament. And they have to make, believe me, Golden State's paying a lot of money. They're not playing for any type of tank, any situation like that. So, very dire straits. Boston is running away with the East. Milwaukee is kind of jockeying with Cleveland for the 2 or 3. Miami Heat are the 7th seed. I say that to say, not to jump past any other teams, but they are a team that can be ready and ready to do battle when the playoffs come. Don't sleep on the Heat. The Sixers are the 8th seed, 9th for Chicago and Atlanta. It seems like Chicago and Atlanta are always the 9th or 10th seed. And that doesn't speak well about the Lakers because they're always in the same position as well since the play-in tournament has been implemented on dry soil, not the bubble. yeah, I think Boston is the team to beat, but Boston knows that other teams can beat them. And all it takes is one loss at home to start the playoffs. And all that work in the offseason, in the regular season, doesn't matter. Denver, to me, is a front runner. The way they execute, the way they shoot the ball, and because they have Jokic, I put them as the favorite to win the title. Everybody else is just the same team, I feel, from last year. OKC is not ready, but they will definitely try their best, and hopefully they can use 2 rounds of home court advantage, or maybe 3, to propel them to a finals appearance. Lakers got work to do, but like I said, don't get too excited about a 7 or 8. We're a 9th seed team. We have a lot of issues. The 76ers have the same record as us, and you see where they're at and what they're missing. So let's just battle it out, Lakers. Do your thing.